Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. My weekly cleaning advice column, Ask a Clean Person, appears on Esquire.com, and you should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to JolieKerr@gmail.com. With me, as always, is my partner in crime, Dave Lozo. Hey, Dave!
Or anything else. I never noticed that before. You're willing to just solicit questions on, like, the NCAA tournament, political situations.
I mean, no one has literally ever solicited my opinion on the NCAA tournament.
Well, guess what you're getting next week.
But if someone...
Who do I take in the 5-12 game?
But if someone did, yeah, I mean, yeah, people could ask me anything. Right. Sure, why not?
All right,
why not?
I never realized how wide open that door was.
Yeah. Actually, that leads me into this little mention, which is I'm just back from L.A. I had a great trip. And while I was there, I was a guest on the podcast Please Advise with Molly McAleer, who's darling, and we had a great time. And the best thing about it was that actually none of the questions she asked me or that her listeners called in to ask had anything to do with cleaning. So I got to answer all of these non-cleaning questions and give advice about things
that you have no expertise in.
They were mostly relationship questions. So I've been in a relationship in my life.
So you have. So I know something.
I know something about the subject. But it was really, really nice. So that episode is coming out in I want to say the second or third week of March. I'll tweet it and put it on the Ask a Clean Person Facebook and all that good jazz. So you guys can hear it. You guys can ask me about other stuff, too. It doesn't just have to be cleaning. I do, actually, as a reminder also, I am looking for guys who have any questions about skincare topics because I'm still waiting to meet with my editor about pitching my...
Stephen D.C. says, I have a horrible case of rosacea, and I also am racist. Can you help? Love the show.
I can probably help with both of those things. I mean, the thing is, I remember also I do have kind of a unique perspective on race stuff, as do almost all mixed race kids, because I am one. So if you are a person out there who's like would like to, get an interesting and sometimes quite different perspective on race stuff, ask a mixed race kid, because.
Dear Jolie, I have neo-Nazis all throughout my family. How do I clean up my streets? Sincerely, everybody.
Bleach and ammonia is how you deal with that,
right,
actually.
Right hooks and left crosses.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, listen, before we get into today's episode, which is not about cleaning the Nazi scourge from the streets of America, although maybe one day I'll tackle that. We want to remind you that we offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to our premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite our show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to check out all the packages we're offering and select the level of giving that's right for you. Your support helps us so much, and we'd love to hear from you if there are any rewards you'd like us to consider making available. As a reminder, we're creeping up on our first milestone, which was once we hit $250 a month, Dave was going to yodel on one of the episodes of Ask a Clean Person podcast. I know you all don't want to miss out on that fun. So if you are so inclined to become a patron, do so quickly, so that we can get up to that yodeling. I'm pretty excited for you to yodel. You did agree to it. I don't know if you remember. I have the receipts.
Depends on where I'm at. Like right now, I got a cough going, so I probably couldn't really deliver if it was this week.
Yeah, you're extra deep and sexy this week.
Yeah.
You feeling okay?
I had the worst like cold. Is there anything worse than like when you get sick and it's like Friday at 7 o'clock and you start to get sick? I spent all day Saturday in bed. Sunday I had to go to a hockey game. Aww. And I felt like crap there. I'm still feel better, but like I still got the cough going. So
you look a little peaky.
I will cough off microphone at least 11 times in the next 45 minutes.
I have cough drops if you'd like one.
So do
you
I.
Just say the word.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just lazy about
that's all right.
Taking care of myself.
You'd be lazy. Well, you're being lazy and coughing off mic. I'm going to thank our new patrons. We have a nice little passel of new patrons this week. So big thank you to Claire Levy Strom, BK, Brad Lemond, Andy, Cecily Dexter. I know Cecily Dexter. She's one of my Twitter followers. She's an active follower. Mm. So I know Cecily. Emily Rains and Julia Forrester. Thank you guys so much for supporting our show. I get excited every time I get one of the notifications for Patreon. So thank you so much.
The Rains Forrester. The Amazon Rains Forrester. I don't know why I say these things I think of.
Because it's a... No, you can.
Right.
Let's say we're here to say things. You're also here.
I'm here to say things. I'm just here to say stuff.
It's the nature of the job, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of other things you're here for, you're here to read questions. Oh, we haven't even told the people what the theme of today's episode is.
No.
So the theme of today's show is hair.
Hair.
Hair which
today.
You know, it's a hair is a funny thing because we love it when it's attached to people, right? We've no like
depends. I wouldn't make a blanket statement like that.
Okay, but no, I mean, like people love like you know you like pet your loved one's hair head.
Oh, head hair, sure, but like back hair, shoulder hair.
I mean,
I
there's
don't know
some
you...
people who love some back hair. Mm. There's something for everyone.
Is there?
I like chest hair.
Chest hair. I think chest hair is a neutral yeah. spot.
Yeah, but no, some women are really like very anti. Yeah. They want the full like waxed look and blah blah blah.
We flew to Toronto 3 or 4 years ago. My friend sat next to a guy in a middle.
Oh,
seat.
Great! It's another Dave's friend's flying story.
He was a heavy set gentleman in like a skinny, what do you call it? T, like you know what I mean, like a basketball jersey type of
like a tank top.
Tank top is the word I'm looking for.
And skinny tea.
He had, I don't know what the hell a skinny tea is. I'm under the weather. I'm like at 70% here. But like he was the hairiest dude ever, and he kept rubbing against my friend because he was in the middle seat and he was a big heavy guy.
Oh no.
And it was like the second he got off the plane, he was like, I gotta go take a shower. This guy's been touching me for an hour and 10 minutes on this flight.
Oh.
So I always flash on that picture that I took.
At least it was a short flight.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah,
I mean...
It's like 45 minutes in the air, but it was the funniest 45 minutes I ever had looking over at my friend up against the window. So, yeah, hair.
All right, so hair. So hair is a funny thing, right? Because we love it when it's attached, but once it becomes detached, we freak out.
Becomes an issue.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a whole bunch about hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got Kershid.
Yeah.
Kershid on the line. Kershid says, I manage a dance studio. On a daily basis, around 75 to 100 women come in and out. Sounds like my bedroom. Not. Sorry.
How did I leave that line in and not even think about it?
It's more like they walk past. And I wish I could say that our gender is cleaner than men, but that would be a lie.
So a side note for me, yes, it is a lie. Mm-hmm.
We are equally messy, especially the kids / teens. Well, I try to maintain a clean space. The biggest issue I have is hair. The dance floor itself is vinyl, so it's easy to maintain. However, the rest of the area, minus bathrooms, is carpet. That'd be great if the bathrooms are carpeted. God, I can't keep anything clean in here. Who carpeted the bathroom in this dance hall? I vacuum daily. I use my Dyson upright and have to clean the brushes often, sometimes even twice. Is there any kind of trick I could use to pick up hair before vacuuming so that I'm not constantly cutting the hair off the brush? Before Dave suggests it, I have no intention of covering myself in tape and rolling all over the floor or throwing away my studio. Thank you for your time and advice. Kershid. Now, before we go on to the real advice, I'm just saying if you could find a nice deal on a different studio somewhere, maybe the rent's cheaper, you know, maybe the lease is going to be up soon on your place. Just leave the hair on the floor for the next person that comes in and go get a new place. That's just what I'm saying. But all right, turn it over to the expert.
Okay, well, Khurshid, we're gonna help you. So here's the thing. So she sent me this question, and like, we have been in contact about some other stuff. So I wrote back to her. I mentioned all of that so that people who don't hear back from me don't feel bad about it. Normally, I cannot write back to all the emails I get, and I don't as a rule, just because I try to keep it really fair. But because Khurshid and I have been talking about something else, and because I had like a really quick answer for her, I wrote back and I was like, yes, you are one of the rare people in the world who I think will benefit from a carpet rake. And I was really excited to do this episode because I was excited to introduce Dave to the concept of carpet rakes because they're so weird.
Are they a real thing? Or
yes.
Did you just make that up?
I did not. I swear to God, I did not make it up. And I'm actually going to tell you something even better about carpet rakes. So I emailed her back and I was like, and I'm going to explain to you guys what a carpet rake is. It means basically what it sounds like, but
right.
I'm going to explain the whole thing.
It's a rake.
It's a rake carpet. For your carpet. But I emailed her back and I was like, I think you should get one. And try it out. I think that's going to do the trick for you. And then in the meantime, while I was preparing for this episode, I also got in touch with Liam McCabe, who is an appliance expert for the Sweet Home and the Wirecutter. Liam has been a guest on this show. He has also written all of the guides on the Sweet Home to vacuum cleaners. So the Sweet Home has a guide to uprights, a guide to robot vacs, a guide to handhelds. And they also have something incredibly, incredibly useful called What Kind of Vacuum Should I Get? Which basically describes all of the different styles of vacuums that are out there in this great wide world. But more importantly, describes them from the perspective of starting with what kind of needs do you have? So if you're a pet owner, you can jump right into the section on the best kinds of vacuums for pets, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, as Liam and I were talking over email about this, because I was like, oh, have you ever used carpet rakes? Do you got any thoughts on them? He thought, I didn't explain the background of the question that I was asking about. So he thought that I was asking about using one for shag, which is what the original intention of carpet rakes were. They were designed to be used on shag carpeting with its very, very long fibers that a lot of vacuums have difficulty cleaning thoroughly. And even better, as Liam and I were talking, he was like, I think that there was even a vacuum in the 70s that had a literal rake attachment. And not 10 minutes later, I'm like refreshing Twitter and the American Appliance News. Yes, I follow them on Twitter. Yes, I do. I know I'm getting it wrong, but it's basically a trade publication about appliances. I also follow trade publications about laundry and all this kind of great stuff. But they tweeted out a photo. They did a piece about the Museum of Vacuum Cleaners, which is a real place. I was waiting. I was like, Dave, no reaction that there's a museum of vacuum cleaners.
I bet you that place sucks. Thanks. Thank you.
That was pretty good, Dave.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Anyway, so they did a piece about the
How much do they charge to get in? Because I bet you they clean up.
They did an article about the Museum of Vacuum Cleaners. And the photo that they tweeted out was a photo of the actual vacuum that Liam was talking about with the rake attachment. And it's ridiculous, you guys. It's like the most 70s looking thing.
It makes sense, though, because what other decade had that much hair flying around all over the place?
That also. That also. I also just looked down and realized that we have shag carpeting in our studio. It's like the IKEA like shag throws. So that's just like a little background on the carpet rake. So I was like, listen, Khurshid, I think you're the person who needs the carpet rake. But I also wanted to run this by Liam. And so when he thought that it was for shag, I was like, oh, no. Like, let me explain the actual scenario. So the old kinds of rakes were used for shags in the olden days, but now there are a lot of carpet rakes that are designed for use on short carpet, so standard carpet. And what they are generally marketed as are tools for pet hair removal. But they also work equally as well with long human hair. So you can find a carpet rake that's designed for pets and you don't need to worry about whether or not it's going to be okay for human hair too. But I also wanted to tell you what Liam's sort of like reaction to the question was, and also to my suggestion that the carpet rake might be the solution, because I think that it's going to be very helpful, because he approaches things in from a little bit of a different perspective from the perspective I bring. Okay, so here's what Liam McCabe from the Sweet Home and the Wirecutter had to say. Never thought to use a carpet rake for short carpet. Just stream of consciousness thinking here. One, is it actually any quicker to rake the carpet than it is to just spend the couple of minutes cutting the hair from the brush roll? So yeah, that's a very good point. It's probably not faster. It may just be less clunky or cumbersome or gross to you in some way. So that's a decision you just got to make on your own. But it's a good thing to think about. He continues. Point two, I guess because she's using a Dyson, it's actually a little trickier to cut the hair away than with other vacuums. Most vacuums don't have that plastic cage on the bottom of the cleaning head, so you can just take a razor blade or box cutter and slice along the brush roll. With Dyson, you actually have to open the cage to really get at it, but then you can still do the box cutter trick. Still need to get your hands dirty, but it speeds up the process if she's not doing that already. I also just want to add that if you would prefer not to use a box cutter or a razor blade, I use embroidery scissors, which are those very, very, very tiny, very sharp scissors. That's what I've had used in the past when I've needed to cut hair out of a vacuum brush. So those work quite well. Okay, Liam then continues point number three. She could maybe do one pass with a non-brush attachment, something like the mattress tool with the very short, stiff brushes, but no roller. It doesn't look like Dyson sells anything similar that's wider. That could get some of the hair, but I'd still do a pass with the main cleaning head running afterwards. There's just no better way to get debris out of carpets. And again, I'm not sure it's easier to make one pass with the attachment and then another with the cleaning head. Probably more work than just cutting the hair away from the cleaning head. Okay, and then his last point is, I think, probably the most important one, and one that where Liam's perspective is particularly important, because he knows more about appliances and their manufacturers than I do. So this is a good one. The warranty on this Dyson is technically void now that she's used it in a commercial setting. And cleaning up this much hair this often is beating the hell out of this vacuum. It's hard on the brush roll, and all the oil and styling products on the hair might be gumming up the cyclones. So just assuming that this thing will need to be replaced sooner rather than later, it might make sense to look into a commercial vacuum next time. I don't know very much about them, but they're built to stand up to brutal everyday use like this. I've heard a few vac people mention the Royal brand. Okay, so I hope that Liam's input was helpful. I think it's quite interesting. I do think that he makes really good points about considering if the quote-unquote tricks are actually just going to take more time than the trick you're already doing, which is cutting the hair away. But I do still stand by my carpet rake recommendation, partly because I also then spent a whole bunch of time, as you guys know I love to do, hanging out on Amazon, reading all kinds of reviews. I'm going to give you a brand name of one to look for, although there are many, many. But the best-selling carpet rake on Amazon is called, it's the Every Holder. So that's E-V-R-I-H-O-L-D-E-R is the brand name. And the style is called the Fur Remover Broom, F-U-R-E-M-O-V-E-R Broom. And as you might have guessed from the name, it is marketed as a pet hair pickup tool, but can definitely be used on long human hair. So that is that. Before we move on to the next question, I also want to mention that episode that Liam was the guest on. It was episode number 21, entitled Suck It Up.
I get it.
Yeah, that was a good one, right, Dave?
Right,
yeah.
Because of like a vacuum.
Yeah.
I get it.
So that was the episode with Liam McCabe talking about all kinds of vacuums. And I decided on my way over to the studio today, I finally now feel bold enough to admit that that was the episode where I had the one drink and then the person told me that I was stepping all over Liam and not letting him talk. So you guys can go and listen to it and you can, well, don't tell me if you agree. Tell me if you disagree that I was stepping all over my guest. I'd like to hear that. Otherwise, you can keep your thoughts to yourself.
I'm just sad that I didn't get to read his thing here because I had an old Irish accent thing I was going to do. But
Oh, I'm sorry.
Liam McCabe.
I didn't even think of that. He's from
top of the morning to you.
He's from Boston too, which is yeah.
It's a wicked long brush there, laddie. but that's alright. It's probably better. Than
oh wait, no, I'm so sad. I would have liked to hear that.
I was like rehearsing in my head.
Oh, Dave, you gotta tell me.
That's a magically
things.
Delicious. This vacuum. It was gonna be more like a Brad Pitt in that movie where he's the Irish.
And guy
with Harrison
where
Ford.
He's the tinker.
The tinker.
Are we not talking about the same one?
He like comes over from Ireland. He lives in New York. He ends up living in the basement of a cop. Harrison Ford's the cop.
I'm not familiar with that one. I'm not a big Brad Pitt fan.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah, he doesn't really do it for me.
All right,
we'll get another question.
Jennifer.
Yeah.
Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Probably also not a Brad Pitt fan.
Also, seriously, throw away your studio. It's too much hair on the floor. Jennifer writes, I just listened to your podcast episode on vacuums. Loving it, BTW. And the bit about not really needing anything special for pet hair reminded me to email you. So I live in a 3-bedroom ranch house with a roommate, 2 cats, and a cat-sized dog. What does that mean? A small dog. Why you gotta label a dog a cat thing? That's mean to the dog. The cat's shed, sure. But our biggest problem is that so do my roommate and I, and we both have long hair. Like to or past our bra bands. I don't mind sweeping more often, but because of the way our house is laid out, we end up spending most of our time in 2 carpeted rooms, so we need to vacuum a lot. This was a very long-winded way to ask if there are any vacuums you would recommend to long-haired people. Are there anywhere the hair doesn't tangle in and clog the rotating parts? I just cleaned the rotator / brush on ours with my hands, but it's still not working great. So we need something new. I probably won't spring for a Dyson, smiley face emoticon. I got to read those, right?
I mean,
it's there.
It's really up to you if you want to read them or not.
It's not like stage direction where it's inside like brackets where I can just like take the direction and be angry or happy. It's smiley face. But I'm willing to spend like $200 for easier and more effective vacuuming. Thanks! !!
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I got you covered, Jennifer. Actually, rightfully, I should say, Liam McCabe has you covered.
Throw away your cats. Get rid of your cats.
Yeah, no, that's me. Get rid of your cats. Seriously, they're revolting. That's me. That construct is now about 6 years old. Because that was like a post-title construct that I used to use at the Hairpin. It would be get rid of your blank. Seriously, they are revolting. So the first one was cats. Then it was like men. Then it was like get rid of your women.
Can I take over that and like just get rid of that? That's my thing. Like, what's your problem? And it's like a really thoughtful 1,000-word letter to me asking me for help, but I'm just like throw it away.
No,
it's like my hashtag and email address at the end. That's it. Easy work. Throw away your house. Throw away your boyfriend.
I mean,
that's
it
easy.
Already is your thing. It already is your thing. Okay, so yeah, cut all your hair off and get rid of the cats is basically, no, that's not the answer. I also want to say I feel this deeply. I used to have incredibly long hair until last January when I chopped off over a foot of hair in one go. So I have lived this because it was all over the place all the time. Anyway, you do not need to cut your hair, you do not need to get rid of your pets, you just need to get a good vacuum and you need to use it often. One quick thing before I go into what are you laughing? What was funny about that?
I was just like thinking like if you would have told her to throw away your cats and shave her head, would she have done it? Like, if that was your advice.
I don't think I have that much power.
I was thinking, like, keep your hair long. It's fine. If you were just like, listen, buzz the whole thing down. That's the only
way. Have I ever talked about liberating yourself from your hair on the show? Have you ever heard me talk about that?
That sounds like a PR spin for going bald.
Okay.
I liberated myself
you
from
should
my
start
hair.
Saying that. No. So here's the thing. And then this is good that I'm bringing this up because I can give you guys a little teaser of something that's about to come, very special episode. So when I was, I think probably a lot of people know this, I went to Barnard College, which is the Women's College of Columbia University. And it's...
Is that a ranching college?
Yeah.
Barnyard College?
yeah, we've never heard the Barnyard jokes before.
Really? That was new.
And so Barnard is very, very liberal. And it's here in Manhattan, so it definitely attracts a lot of people who are probably like way out on the alternative spectrum. So like I came to Barnard thinking I was super alternative. I was like the most conservative person at Barnard. And a big thing when I was there, because I'm old and as you all know, I was there in the 90s. And like the big trend at that time, or one of the big trends at that time, was to shave your head and dye the stubble using Manic Panic. So blue was a particularly popular choice for whatever reason at that time. And the first time that my parents came to visit me at school, like mid-semester, first semester, my mom, who is very, very socially liberal, but she's a very formal woman, turned to me and she said, "Jules, why are there so many girls with shaved heads?" And I have no recollection of saying this, but it sounds, I mean, and I totally believe my mom, and it sounds totally like something I said. Apparently I answered and I said, "Oh, mom, they've just liberated themselves from their hair."
Oh, I can totally see you saying that.
And my mom thought it was great, which normally she doesn't buy into that kind of BS.
You were like all snarky and like so.
No, I
wasn't.
I wasn't, because if I was, she would tell the story that way. But the way that she tells the story, like I was being totally sincere and like explaining something to her that had like come out of my like, you know, less than 3 months at a women's college, that like it was part of my own enlightenment too, that this was a thing that you could do, right? You could liberate yourself
Wait a second. Are you gonna tell Jennifer to shave her head? Is that the
No, I'm not
story?
Gonna tell Jennifer. No. You don't have to shave your head.
Do it.
No, but I am gonna lead in to say this, that this will either be the best or worst idea I've ever had. My parents are going to be in town in a few weeks, and I've asked them to join me as guests on the podcast. I'm going to give Dave the week off.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, you want to be here? Only because we don't have enough mic, but okay, we'll...
Oh, my goodness.
You have to be here for that?
I didn't realize this was a way to bump me off the show.
No, I wasn't bumping you off the show.
I've got questions.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I'll have them set up 4 mics then.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll take the week off. It's fine.
I mean, it literally is entirely up to you whatever you want to do.
No, if you want to do like a special care of episode.
Yeah, I just figured I'd give you the week off so you'd have the extra time since it's hockey season and you're busy. But we can set up for it. Well, I'll have my people contact your people.
It's always weird just finding out live on the show that you're not needed for.
I told him he's lying, you guys. I already told him before we started the show. He's lying. He's fake. Dave is fake news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
DNN. Mm-hmm. Fake news. Dave News Network.
Oh, DNN.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Like CNN.
Yeah.
Where I had to find out about this.
All right. Where was I in this answer? So she's not going to cut her hair off.
She said
she's not going to get rid of the
cats.
I want to say, this is what I want to say before I tell her what vacuum to buy. She mentioned something about sweeping. Stop sweeping. It's useless for hair. It's just going to push hair all around, and then it's going to get stuck to the rushes, and you're going to have to pull all the hair off. And don't even bother with a broom when it comes to hair removal. Just vacuum. Just start with the vacuum. Start and end with the vacuum. Okay, so let me give you the vacuum rec. The vacuum rec comes straight from the Sweet Home. I would love it if you would go to the Sweet Home, find their vacuum guide, and click through to the link to Amazon so that they get the affiliate fee. That's how they make a lot of their money, although now the New York Times own them. Maybe I don't care as much. they're not indie anymore. I want to support what they do, and I want you guys to do that too. So anyway, The vacuum that they recommend is their, you know, go-to all-around vacuum is the Shark Navigator Lift-Away. Right now, it'll run you about $160 on Amazon. It can go lower than that. So if you want to keep an eye for a sale, you can get it for even cheaper. But that's right in her price range. She wanted to spend about $200, so that's perfect. Liam loves that vacuum. Loves. And so I know that he would be happy to hear me recommend that. He doesn't love Dysons. Also, we disagree on that. But I also wanted to read a little section from the Sweet Homes Which Vacuum Should I Get guide, because I think it'll be helpful for you guys to hear. So the Sweet Home has this to say. Any vacuum can clean up pet hair, and pet owners don't need to buy a special model to do the job well. Anytime you see animal or pet in the name of a vacuum, it only means that it comes with a tool that makes it easier to clean pet hair off a upholstery. One exception to consider, if you have a lot of hairy pets, like 4 golden retrievers or a half dozen furry cats, you might want to avoid bagged vacuums entirely. Pet hair fills bags quickly, and the cost of replacing them so frequently can add up. So I think that in Jennifer's case, that second part is something she wants to take into consideration, since she's got multiple pets and multiple long-haired shedding people. Two other quick things to mention. One, Jennifer, when you get that Shark Navigator, do take the time to figure out what the different attachments that vacuum comes with do, and do use them. A lot of times, as Kirsten has found out, attachments with a roller bar become clogged up with hair that wraps itself around. So you might want to look into using, you know, hose attachments or brush attachments that don't have a bar in them. If you do want to or have to or don't pay attention and end up using attachments and hair does get wrapped around them, you can use that trick that Liam talked about, using a box cutter or a razor blade to cut the hair out. You could use my trick, which is to use those little embroidery scissors and just cut hair out as it starts to get built up on the roller bar. One other thing too, I don't think that Jennifer needs it, but the carpet rake maybe a solution for her.
I mean, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
So there you go. I think she's going to be A-okay. She's got lots of good options. And this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Dave and I will be right back with more of your hairiest problems. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. You just got that.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, so now we got another question.
Liz. Hi, Liz. Liz writes, I have curly, medium-length hair and 2 long-haired cats. Hair / fur is a problem. My current conundrum comes from one of my duvet covers. I have 2, both from IKEA, and when I wash them, they behave very differently. One goes into the washer covered in cat fur and comes out with no cat fur. The other comes out with little piled up balls of hair and cat fur everywhere.
Pilled up balls of hair.
Oh, what did I say?
Piled.
Oh, my bad.
It's okay.
All right, we'll take it from the top. Piled, pilled. I just spent 15 minutes picking them off the cover. Is there anything I can do before I wash it or during the wash drying time to stop these balls from forming? Love the podcast, and because of you, I've actually started to make my bed. My mother is very proud and also pissed that it took a stranger and 31 years for me to start. Liz.
Oh my God, you guys. First, let me address the last part of that question. This is going to serve as your LaMob reminder. This episode is coming out on February 27th. So that's a two-day warning for the start of LaMob. For those of you who are new to the adventure that is LaMob. LaMob is my annual bed-making challenge. Every March, I put a challenge to my readers, and here is what that challenge is. Make your bed every single day for a month. That's all there is to it. LaMob stands for Let's All Make Our Beds. It started out as an in-joke on the hairpin where Ask a Clean Person originated, and as very bad in-jokes have a tendency to do, it has stuck. So LaMob is my ongoing hashtag that I use on Twitter and Insta. You can use that, and I will sing your praises for making your beds, and I will encourage you along the way. If you miss a day, don't worry. Just get back on the wagon. If you miss a week, don't worry. You get back on the wagon. You didn't fail. But it's a lot of fun, and a lot of people join in, and a lot of people started that first year and tell me every year they are still making their beds. So it's very exciting. And we will, of course, have a lot of bed-making content for you in March. Dave is thrilled because he hates bed-making, which is why I'm firing you from the show, Dave. I'm not firing you.
I'd rather be fired from all my jobs than have to make my bed.
No one has to do anything.
Society tells me to do it.
This is entirely opt-in. I'm not society. I'm Jolie.
You can't spell society without E, O, and I. You're 60% society.
I also just love the fact that Liz's mom is proud and pissed that I was the one to get her to make the bed. Like, that just makes me laugh. I love it.
That is pretty good.
I love it. Okay, so listen, this is actually, you have a bunch of different options, Liz. We can fix this. The reason that the duvets are behaving differently is essentially just because they're made of different fabrics. So different fabrics will behave differently. Some are more prone to pilling than others. Some also, because of the weave of different fabrics, some are just more prone to getting hair sort of like embedded in them. So that's what's really going on here with this. So you have a few options. All are good. You can just think about sort of what feels most appealing to you. It may also be that you want to try one out, and if you hate it, you want to try the other one out. Okay, so here is what your options are. Your first option is something that I've talked about on this show before, and I always get excited when I get to talk about it because it doesn't come up that often. The first is the jumbo lint roller. Dave, remember talking about the jumbo lint roller?
I mean, that's all I ever think about. In quiet moments.
So yeah, so basically what they are is they're just oversized roller heads. So they cover more surface area at once. You can also get them with long extendable handles. I don't know if in this case the extendable handle is going to make a big difference in the comfort level of use, but it may. One brand to look out for is Evercare. That jumbo size lint roller from Evercare is going to run you about $16.50, so not too bad. And what you want to do is you want to use it before you wash. That's going to remove all of that hair and so on before the duvet goes into the wash, which means that it then won't get all sort of gummed up in the works when it's in the wash. Another thing you can try, if you find that you try the jumbo lint roller and it doesn't work that well because the pills are sort of still attached to the duvet, and I can't quite tell. I think that they're not. I think it's more of a lint situation. And I think if you guys listen to the episode where we talked about sweaters, I think it was entitled Sweater Weather, right?
Sweater Weather.
I talked about the difference between lint and pills, which is lint is external and pills are internal. So if the problem that's going on is pills, you'll want to use a depilling tool for that. My favorite one is the Gleaner. That's the one that has the little blades, and you kind of go down working in the direction of the of the fibers. Dave, you guys, Dave, you can't see this, but Dave has been making fun of my hand gestures this whole time.
This whole time.
This is the second time you've done dramatic hand gestures at me. I'm Italian. I talk with my hands.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh. Hey, get these pills off of my duvet, Stugatz. Oh.
Thank you for that.
I was just trying to figure out what the gesture meant because you were like, you do the roll with the thing.
I don't know.
It's like something out of Grease.
I don't know. Where was I? Anyway, the Gleaner. I love the Gleaner. So you can try that.
Oh.
Okay, here's another one. Dave, brace yourself for this. Brace yourself. Hold on tight. You can also use a pet hair removing glove, like the Love Glove.
Wait.
Yeah.
You mean the Of Glove?
No.
That is the greatest invention of the 20th century.
No. It's not the Of. It's not the Of Glove. I know what the Of Glove is.
The Of Glove is the best thing ever.
You have an Of Glove?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I get a new one every couple of years because like that one gets a little funky because you're touching stuff with it and like you got to get a new one. But
you can wash them.
But then it loses its thickness.
How would you know? You've never washed it.
Well, I mean, anything you wash that's like that material thins out.
You can wash them.
Listen, I live the way I preach, which is
true,
when something gets
true,
messed up, I throw it away.
That's true. I have to admire your integrity on that front.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So the mitts that you use like to pet the fur off of your beasts. Dave's doing it again because I'm doing.
Now I'm noticing it.
I'm doing a petting gesture for you guys. We really should do one. We really should do one of those episodes where we video us, because now then they could see you mocking me. And my hand gestures.
Hold on. Sorry.
God's punishing you for mocking me. Okay. So yeah, so if you have one of those mitts that you already use on your animal, you can also use it on fabric to remove hair. It works. They work really, really well. So Liz, I think you could try that. So any one of those is going to do you fine. I think you're going to be in great shape, Liz. I'm not going to worry about you. However,
this is the worst letter I've ever read.
I am worried about Dana.
I really am worried about Dana. I'm worried about the people that have to listen to this letter that I'm about to read.
Okay. All right. So like, you guys have been warned. There's
brace yourselves.
There's like, your trigger warning.
This has nothing to do with hair.
No, it doesn't. Actually, for real trigger warning, we're going to talk about cockroaches. So if anyone wants to tune out now.
Not just cockroaches. It's
worse. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, you've been warned.
I live in an apartment building. First of all, Dana writes. I don't want this taken out of context where it sounds like I'm describing my life. Dana writes. I live in an apartment building that developed a roach problem this fall. I didn't think it was too bad at first. I only saw a few a day. All right. That's bad. that's a bad.
I know.
Situation.
I was surprised at that. I'm like a few a day.
Right, like three. This is nothing. Not a big deal. Okay, I only saw a few a day, and I'm a sort of clean person. Then I noticed the microwave. It's an oldish one, 10 years. This is a 10-year-old microwave this story is about, by the way.
Yeah.
A 10-year-old
microwave.
And I thought the digital display was dying on me. But no, it was a cluster of roaches inside the display of the microwave blocking out the numbers. They were living in the body of my microwave. A layer of roach poop dusted the counter beneath. And I watched them climbing in and out of the microwave. There's more to this letter. This isn't the end of it. This isn't the part of the letter where she goes, I got to get rid of the microwave. There's more. I freaked out, as you should. That's a normal reaction to microwave to having roaches live inside your microwave. And bought all the tools I could to get rid of them. No. So here's the thing. They're living in the microwave already. You can just pick up the microwave and throw it onto your front porch, your front lawn, your front sidewalk, and you're done. But, okay. And I bought all the tools I could to get rid of them. Sticky traps. Diatomaceous earth. I don't know, that's a word that I probably should have.
Diatomaceous earth.
That sounds like a sequel to that Will Smith movie, After Earth. Diatomaceous earth. And where was I? And Advion gel bait. The building's exterminator put down some heavy-duty stuff. And I've been extra, extra clean with dishes, food, and trash. They are all mostly gone now. Now, you think she's basically describing her apartment now after she threw away the microwave, right? Like, she's like, all right, I got to get extra clean here. So she takes care of the dishes, lays down traps. That's great stuff. And then here's the third and final paragraph of this story. However, the microwave has a vial problem now. Now? You mean it didn't have a vial problem in the first paragraph? It's still in your apartment, this microwave? Whenever it's used, it's still being used. She's still turning it on and putting stuff inside of it to cook and eat and put in her body.
Dave, this is supposed to be a judgment-free zone.
Oh, this is too... No. You can get peed on, pooped on.
You have to make people feel safe asking their questions of us.
All right, sorry. Sorry, this is a really good thing to do is keep your microwave. Whenever it's used, a strong, sickly, sweet smell fills the kitchen. Like, if your stomach doesn't turn after reading the thought of a hot roach being microwaved and filling that's where I lost it. It's disgusting. Yes, it is. How can I clean it? How can I clean it? Oh, my God. It's 10 years old. Do I need to take it apart? Yes, you need to take it apart and throw it outside. If I can even manage that, then what? Then you go buy a new microwave. If it still works, or no, I'm sorry, it still works, so it seems wasteful to just throw it away. Okay. Can I tell her what your advice is going to be?
I'm trying to decide if I want to give it or are you so excited?
It's up to you. I'm mildly to very excited right now. I'm half excited. not fully. But
okay,
I'm ready.
You can tell them. You can tell them what my advice is.
Okay. It's real simple. Dana. Here's what you should do. You should throw away your microwave.
I agree.
Simple as that. It's a 10-year-old microwave. You got 10 years out of your microwave. That's a lot
that
of years.
That's a lot of years to get out of a microwave. Microwaves are not...
Right.
I think the lifespan is probably like in the 5 to 7.
Yeah, that's what I would have guessed, like half.
Yeah.
Like, it's a microwave. It's not a dog. It's not a pet. It's not a loved
it's
one.
It's not a dog.
Like, say if cockroaches embedded themselves inside your cat, you'd be like, well, I got to save my cat's life. I'm going to take my cat to the vet. It's a microwave. You got to throw that thing away.
Yeah.
And if you need some help, I'll PayPal you some. I'm dead serious. I am happy to get you a new microwave. I seriously am, because the thought of you microwaving stuff for your friends who come over in that microwave. What's that smell? Dana, yeah. What is that? It smells so sweet.
Oh, God.
What is that, candy? In some cultures.
Okay. So listen, Dave is right. So I was so excited. Right?
Oh.
I haven't seen him in 3 weeks. I've been on vacation. I miss Dave.
Just holding this back from me.
I miss Dave when he's not around. So when I was on the plane out to LA, I wrote the script for this show just so that it would be off my plate when I came back. And I was like, I was pulling the hair. I knew I wanted to do hair questions. And I was pulling them. And I was like, we probably have space for one. Because I actually thought the answers were going to be a little bit shorter than they were. Because I didn't realize I was going to get so much out of Liam. But that's okay. So I was like, I'll throw in another question. And I was like, oh, God, I have that question. And the answer is get rid of it.
Wait, so how long have you had this question?
Not that long. It's a new one.
Okay.
It's a new one.
Because like I would have immediately written back and been like, throw away your microwave.
Well, I flagged it because I was like, I flagged it for use on the podcast because I was like, oh my God, the answer finally is throw it away. And Dave's going to be so excited about this. So I like put it in the script because I was like, Dave and I will have been apart for so long and I feel like giving him a gift. So this is the gift. The answer actually is throw it away. And it's throw it away for all the reasons that Dave said, that this microwave owes you nothing. You have gotten more than the lifespan out of it. That once you have had a roach infestation in a small appliance like that, they're in places that you can't get to, and that's what that smell is coming from. Essentially, what's happened is there either are dead roaches in there or they've shed their exoskeleton. There's another reason beyond just the smell and the grossness factor, and that is that roaches are a very common allergen. And in fact, people may have heard me talk about this last year, just around this time last year, maybe a little earlier. I was having a terrible problem with my allergies to the point where they were basically debilitating. I was sneezing so much and so violently all the time that I mean, it was like I couldn't do anything. And I went to an ENT here in New York. If anyone in New York needs a recommendation for an ENT, Dr. Stacey Silver is literally the best doctor I have ever been to other than my grandfather. And I've been to a lot of doctors in my life because I come from a medical family. So if you need a recommendation for an ENT, I've got one. She like totally changed my life on a number of fronts because I have crazy fucked up ears. But she also helped me figure out my allergy problem, which is this. I have only one allergy, and it is to cockroaches, which is very on brand for me, I feel. And actually, when you have a cockroach allergy, what it is you're not allergic to the live bugs. You are allergic to the exoskeleton skin that they shed. And that is what causes the allergy. And the reason that it was coming up so much for me at this time last year is that here in New York, I live in an old building. So even though my apartment is very clean and well exterminated, and I don't have a problem with roaches in my home, in our heating system, it's an old New York building. They're in there. And so when the heat starts to kick on in the winter, all of that sort of
this is terrible.
All of those allergens are sort of kicked into the air. And so that's why I have terrible problems with allergies in the winter, even though that seems like when you shouldn't be having allergies. So anyway, all of that is to say that this isn't just a gross issue. This is actually a health issue.
Yes.
And you have really got to get rid of that microwave and replace it with another one. I do not think, however, Dave, that she is not throwing it away because she doesn't have the money to replace it. I think she's not throwing it away because, and this is a good thing, this is a good attitude to have generally, is that she has an attitude that if something works, you don't just replace it with some shiny new thing. But in this case, Dave is shaking his head violently and pursing is like, he's so mad right now.
Once cockroaches go inside something, you throw it away.
Yeah, I mean that's one area where you kind of have to say like fixing it it still works isn't good enough. The machine is done. It's cooked.
That's it.
You got to get rid of it.
Once you're looking for tools to get inside our microwave to take out the dead cockroaches, yeah. That's
so. If you do, Dana, if the problem is actually that it's a money issue, let us know. Dave and I will pitch and we'll send you. I'll send you one from Amazon.
Seriously,
I'll buy you a microwave. Yeah. We'll take some of our patron money.
Pick one you want.
Yeah. Well, we'll take some of our patron money and we'll send it to her.
100%.
Yeah.
Not even doing a bit. 100% would do it.
I'm not letting her pick one because she'll pick an expensive one. I'll pick one.
She deserves it. She deserves the most expensive one for trying to keep this one alive for so long.
Yeah. All right. Listen, on that note, this is a good note to end. That'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards we're offering to our listeners. Then you too can contribute to the microwave buying slush fund that we're setting up. We would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes. Leave a rating and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so very much. And of course, thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.